The California conference is called Stem Cell Policy and Advocacy, Empowering the Pro-Cures Coalition. Governor Doyle will speak about building political will on the controversial issue. 5 years ago, President Bush limited funding to existing stem cell lines. Since then, Congress and some state legislatures, including Wisconsin's, have tried to criminalize therapeutic cloning. It's a process formally known as somatic cell nuclear transfer, a clinically correct description that some hope will diffuse the politics around an issue that both attracts and repels elected officials like a magnet. Governor Jim Doyle has endorsed embryonic stem cell research. His Republican opponent, Mark Green, has not. Bernard Siegel is with the Genetic Policy Institute, which is hosting a conference at Stanford University, where Governor Doyle is a featured speaker.
He is a hero in the movement. Here he is, a governor of a state that's very important in this research. After all, Jamie Thompson in 1998 was the first scientist to isolate human embryonic stem cells.
Siegel claims the stem cell opponents politicized the issue first. Now it's up to researchers and elected officials to try and convey emerging complex science to the public.
Most of us have our 10th grade biology high school education, you know. We don't keep up by reading Nature and Science. We have these 1 minute or 30 second clips on the news networks. How's the public really to decide on an issue like this?
Some proponents of embryonic stem cells call their work the frontier of medicine, where cures for disease like diabetes and Alzheimer's might someday be found, or at least basic biology better understood. Such optimism at the outer edge of science is countered with skepticism and resistance. Pro-life groups object to the fact that embryos are destroyed in the research process. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.